Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
George Karl is ready for his day as UNC's 12th Hall of Famer. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Karl will be inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame Saturday night in Springfield, presented by other Tar Heel legends Bobby Jones and Roy Williams, and it will be for his NBA coaching career with six teams that yielded 1,997 regular season and playoff wins. But we remember number 22 for long before that, he of the floppy socks and blonde hair. Karl entered Carolina in 1969 as a heralded recruit from Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, a pepper pot point guard whose performance on Bill Guthridge's 1970 freshman team gave hope to fans mourning the graduation of Charlie Scott and a year before the departure of Bill Bunning, Rusty Clark, Dick Grubauer class of 1969. And Karl delivered, leading the Tar Heels to the 1971 NIT Championship in New York, where Dean Smith's team, without injured All-ACC forward Dennis Wysick, defeated UMass and Julius Erving before he was Dr. J, Providence with Ernie DiGregorio and Marvin Bad News Barnes, Duke with Randy Denton and Dick DiVenzio for a third time that season, and Georgia Tech with All-American Rich Yunkus in a blowout at Madison Square Garden. Those were the days when the 32-team NIT was as prestigious as the 25-team NCAA tournament, and schools actually turned down an invite to the not-so-big dance to play in the Big Apple. With Wysick back for the senior year in 1972, Karl also directed the Tar Heels to the ACC Championship, beating Maryland and Tom McMillan in the title game, and advanced to the Final Four before losing to then-unknown Florida State in the national semifinals. Karl played five seasons for the San Antonio Spurs of the old ABA before taking his innate savvy for the game and what he learned from Smith into coaching that literally sent him around the world, two stints in Real Madrid. His best 16 years came with the Seattle Supersonics, Milwaukee Bucks, and Denver Nuggets, but he might have left Milwaukee for the Carolina job following Guthridge's retirement in 2000 had Bucks owner Herb Cole let Karl interview. As we all remember, the position went to Matt Doherty. Of George's victories, his greatest were as a four-time survivor of prostate, head, throat, and eye cancer. We love you, Hall of Famer, for all time. This is Archansky. See ya.